Okay, we'll return back into open session. Mr. Crawford, would you please lead us in a pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As Tamara arrives just in time for our present student representative to the board's presentation.
Mary Pro Tem Academy for the Arts, May 14th, 2013 School Board Report. Fundraising. On April 30th, MCAA had a school-wide fundraiser known as the Walk to the Arts, and it went very well. The senior auction was held on May 2nd as a fundraiser for the senior class, and we made a lot of money. Senior Service Day was last Thursday, and the whole school had a lot of fun making their seniors work for them. The month of May is the 7th grade class's fundraising month, and they are selling snacks and bow ties to have great fun. Drama production. Beginning drama class performed Little Mermaid on April 25th through 28th, and they had a very good turnout. The spring dance recital was held on May 3rd for all the dance classes, the show they have been working on, and it was well attended. Choir, dance, and strings are leaving for Disneyland tomorrow for workshops and performances. The spring showcase, Tin Pan Alley, will be held on May 23rd and 24th. Many students will be participating. We've had star testing on Tuesday and Wednesday last week and this week.
Short and quick, thank you very much. We'll move on to our recognitions. The board, please step down front.
Good evening. It's my pleasure to introduce Rob Greger, the principal of Elementary School, who has three presentations to make this evening.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for this time to honor those who do so much for our school. Obviously, we cannot give an award to everyone. We have so many people that do great things, and we're just going to recognize some of those who have done wonderful things. We're going to start with our A-plus school community partner, which is Plumas Lake, Bayside Plumas Lake Church. And before I invite Pastor Wilson up, I just wanted to say they've done so much for our school in the past 3 years that you couldn't put a monetarily price on just the work alone. Every year we've been able to have gifts during Christmas time. They've done coat drives for us, food, redid our entire kindergarten playground and just tore things down, cleaned it up. Multiple things through the past 3 years, and I can't think of a better group to say thank you for all that you do to make Ella Elementary an exceptional school. Because of your outstanding efforts, our students and our dedicated staff, and the ongoing cooperation and support by the community partners like yourself. So congratulations for helping the district continue in their efforts of educating today's youth for tomorrow's world. Pastor John Wilson, would you come on up, please? This is for you. And if you would, you can just go over there and just kind of go right here and just say, and go through and give them a shake their hands. And again, it's just a wonderful opportunity to have partners like this. If it weren't for community partners, our schools wouldn't be able to do a lot of the things that we've been lacking for in funds and the ability to beautify our campuses. And we really appreciate people like Bayside Plumas Lake. So again, thank you, Pastor John. Thank you. The next certificated award for A-plus employee goes to Nikki Grimminger. It just so happens some of the reasons, and the reason she was chosen is she is our advocate for Shady Creek. And this is the week that our students are up there at Shady Creek, and she's there right now, so she can't be here. But on top of that, since the moment Nikki came on campus, she has done our yearbook. She volunteers to do the fundraising for Shady Creek. She has helped the students write multiple I would call them grants, things working with Recology, working with multiple agencies to make sure that any child that wanted to go had that opportunity if they made the same effort and put in the time to go to Shady Creek. And so she's up there with 32 of our kids at Shady Creek right now, and I just want to thank Nikki, even though she's not here, Nikki Grimminger, for all her hard work. Thank you. Then the last person, and not the least by any stretch, Giselle Ferrar came to our school last year, midway, when our clerk took on a job at Marysville High School. And she came in, and she did a wonderful job. And it was made it extremely hard on me to have somebody who just came 1 year, and then she applied for our secretary's position. And she has moved right into that position as a first-year secretary, and she does it like a seasoned pro. Her attitude is positive, her uplifting way of talking to parents, encouraging, and she continues to know what it's about, which is she works with our students and helping them. There's never a need that she doesn't take a chance to help and be there for. If we have a fun night, if we have an extra thing, Giselle's one of the first ones to be there and to volunteer, and I really appreciate that. So from our staff, we want to all thank you. So Giselle Ferrar, would you please come up? I want to appreciate her hard work and her effort. It has not gone unnoticed, and our entire staff has seen that, and we all appreciate that, what you do, Giselle.
Okay, we'll move on to our school report from Ella Elementary School. Mr. Greger.
Well, it seems like I was just up before you talking yesterday, and we're back here again for another wonderful year. We continue to see great things. I know that reading the board report is sometimes cumbersome and overwhelming, and it seems like there's a lot there, so I will not bore you with that again. I'm just going to kind of go through the highlights, and I did bring you a little handout just to kind of show you the actual growth that took place at our school, and I'll go over that in a little more detail. The very first thing is, in 2 years now, our scores have gone up 120 points on our API. And as you remember, thank you, and it's because of dedicated staff. And as we do have three of you here, I would ask that you stand up. We have three, Julie Alves, Giselle, who we just met, and then New Vang are here also, so thank you. Our staff continues to work extremely hard. They put in the time, they put in the effort, and they have done everything phenomenally. Our percentages of proficient and advanced students have grown, as you can see with those scores in front of you. We started off with just a few percentages of kids in the proficient and advanced stage. To today, when you look at those scores, you can see that our math scores, almost every single grade was at 80% or above on our math. We had some that were in the single digit when we arrived in the percentage in advanced. And to see that almost except for one grade level, which was sixth grade at 71%, every one of them was at proficient or advanced, 80%. Which that's a huge undertaking, as you can tell, and it's a hard work from our staff. Our ELA scores have continued to rise as you look at those two, where we had students that the majority of them being second language learners, to see their scores double, triple over the time of the last 3 years. I'm very proud of our staff for that hard work, and because of that, we actually were above every percentage score that the district had on the last interim test that we did for the 30-week, which going from being at the bottom, because that's where we were, to being, you know, one of the ones at the top. I'm proud of our staff. They work diligently. Just kind of like I was talking about with Pastor Wilson and the others, they've partnered to do things at our site, which is clean up This is an area in the kindergarten where we had rotted wood and things that were falling apart, which was their playground area for the kids to play in the sand. They redid it in the corner off to the side by the trees there. They made a smaller sand area and then opened up the rest of it so that the kids had more area. Maintenance donated and got us more bark so that it was covering, and then we don't have as the messes that we were in that area. So that's just kind of highlighting some of that. We continue to have fun. That's part of what we do, building those relationships. Everything from twin days to dressing up as myself for Santa Claus. And then we had teachers who were willing to take a pie in the face, even for students to earn money to go to Shady Creek and to go on field trips. And you can just see some of the wonderful things that are continuing to happen at our site. Every Wednesday is a minimum day at Ella. And what we do is we use that for articulation and PLC time. And the teachers dedicate that time to working together, talking about where the students are. And we went from kind of what I would call a defensive mode to an offensive. We started off real reactive, like what was wrong with us, what's our problem, to actually moving towards high quality first instruction, saying what are we doing right and how can we make it the first time that the student hears it something that they will retain and that they will keep, instead of looking at what were we doing wrong. And we made that transition about last year, the middle of the year, and it really had a great effect on the staff and also the students, and making sure that we were working together, talking, communicating. I think one of the greatest, quotes that came from a teacher is that they are all our students. A lot of times, myself being a teacher, you talk about my students, what they did in my classroom, how they were responding, and we don't look at it that way. We look at it from everything from preschool all the way through sixth grade, special ed, they're all a part of our school. And to see kids in SDC classes now playing with the kids at their age group out on the playground and recess time, that's a success. We're not having kids segregated, put off in places. We're really proud of that. And that was part of what that purpose and our passion and having that growth go through that. Ella students are constantly learning. These are some of the classrooms where they raised chickens in first grade, and they actually took them from eggs and incubators and wrote about it, and then to the point that they actually hatched some of the chickens, and they actually lined up nice and perfectly for me, obviously, to take that picture, almost like a triangle. The other part there is part of our silkworms, and we have multiple grade levels that do that, everything from kindergarten up to third grade. And the kids go through the metamorphosis of the silkworm, write about it, talk about it, and use that as part of their learning experience. So it's not all the time just, you know, what we talk about, the 3 R's of reading, writing, and arithmetic. It's the practical, getting in the classroom, the science, and using those areas to get the kids involved in their learning. We know the kids learn best when they can actually get hands-on and get dirty and have fun with what we're doing. And part of that is we have a goal that all students are to grow. With that, we have several strategies that we are using that have helped that area. We use GLAAD, which is a guided language acquisition development to help our students. We use iReady in both math and language arts. And it does what we call almost like a cyclical style of teaching or spiral, where if a child's not getting questions right, it lowers the question down to their ability, and then they can keep working up until it gets too difficult, and then it goes back and continues to work on where they have weaknesses, and then they can take tests and go back and start again, building on their weakness and then helping them become strengths. They do that in both math and language arts. It's really a lot what Common Core is going to be doing in the future here. It's building on our strengths and then continuing. If a child is having a weakness, that you can't consider it. You have to have an intervention. And what it does is it pulls out that intervention and that the kids start working on that area. We also use United Streaming, which is a way for kids who have never seen snow, they can actually watch it snow on TV, how the process, where it comes from, if they're talking about a mammal, if they're talking about different things when it comes to dinosaurs, they can actually watch it and see it. Because a lot of our kids don't get the chance to ever leave the Olivehurst area, so it brings life to them, and that's what United Streaming does. A CAB is basically a test that we use to see where our students are phonemically, blending at young ages, and making sure that they are fluent and have an understanding of comprehension of what's going on. We use Accelerated Reader, which tests the child on what they've read, make sure that they're growing and continuing to work on that. We use Board Language and Board Math, kind of like what you guys used to call DOLs, Daily Oral Language, Daily Oral Math. It's along the same things. We do 15 minutes to 20 a day. We use BrainPop. Northern California Writing Project, and then obviously everything we believe marries with our curriculum, Open Court, and then Saxon Math. It's not to try to find something outside of our curriculum to replace the curriculum. It is to marry with what we're doing, so that way it blends in and they can use that to shore up weaknesses and build on those strengths. So we met our proficiency and advanced goals in math, and our percentages have gone way up in our ELL, or English Language Arts. And with that, we've seen our ELL, English Language Learners, grow. It's not just one grade group or one ethnic group. Everyone has seen the growth. And that's what's exciting to see, when everybody puts the hard work and the time in, and they have, and they, you know, taken that extra amount of time that we were given through the grant and the monies that we put there, that it really has paid off, and it's shown some great improvements. Elementary, our growth is happening, both in the classroom and beyond. These are some of the things that have happened, kind of like an ooky spooky night with me and the screen there. We had actual live reptiles come out. The kids can touch, see them. And the trees that you see that were done through the Sacramento Tree Foundation is, if the parents actually went to a class and learned about the trees, every one of them were given a fruit tree to take home and plant in their homes. And we gave out almost 40 fruit trees that day. So it's not just in the classroom, it's also at home. With that, through our adult ed program, we are doing English as a second language on our campus every morning, 3 days a week. And the parents are actually getting involved, learning the language of English and using that, and that's going into our ELAC and also in our parent meetings, and we're seeing them be involved in the classrooms and also on our campus. So with that, not to, to put more on there, we have any questions from the board? Wow. Well, I just want to say thank you, obviously, superintendents, Madam Superintendent, every one of your board members, gentlemen. I really appreciate the opportunity to be the principal, but really the thanks goes to the teachers, the staff, the support staff, everyone there who's done all the work. I've just had the blessing of being the leader of that and getting to see and be a part of it. And I do thank you for allowing me to be the principal of Ella Elementary. So thank you very much.
Once again, congratulations on your API progress. That is terrific.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments for Mr. Greger? No? Mr. Greger, thank you very much.
And thank you, everybody. And thank you for Ella Stafford here tonight and everyone for taking the time to listen, even though I had a captive audience. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, next we have a presentation from DALAC. Mr. Gomez.
I'm actually Lenny Tate, and I'm Executive Director for Educational Services. And this year for our District English Language Advisory Committee, we've worked really hard on helping the DLAC become a very independent advisory group. So much so that I'm actually going to hand it over to the Secretary of the DLAC and let them do this presentation.
Good evening. I'm Kit Molinari. I'm the DLAC Secretary. Thank you for listening tonight. We at the District English Learner Advisory Committee has met three times this year, and we've elected to use our fourth meeting date this evening in order to present their progress to the MJUSD Board. At the first DLAC Board meeting in September, the goal for the DLAC was this: that the DLAC representatives understand the responsibilities beyond meeting attendance and their own personal goals for their children, but to all district English learner student population, providing them the best education and preparation for the lives now and beyond graduation. DLAC board members are the ones that can and should affect change by being the voice that goes back to the ELAC meetings and their school sites, expecting that their children are given every opportunity to be taught to mastery of the English language. At the first meeting of the DLAC Advisory Committee was formed with 15 board members representing 15 school sites. They are meeting the compliance requirements, with at least 51% of the members being either parents or guardians of limited English proficiency children who are not employed at the school district. DLAC has accomplished these things. They've held discussions regarding the AYP results in math and English language arts on both the district and site levels. They've reviewed and discussed the consolidated application and district funding, supplemental educational services, uniform complaint procedures in the testing calendar. They've reviewed the local education agency plan. They've reviewed and approved the EL master plan. They've listened to a Common Core Standards overview presentation, and they've approved a Programs for English Learners survey that is currently being taken at the ELAC meetings, and the results of these will be at the next ELAC meeting. After only three meetings this year, the DLEC has made much progress toward becoming an advisory committee to the MJUSD. And with that in mind, the goals for the upcoming 2013-14 school year are these: to continue this progress toward becoming an advisory committee by addressing concerns presented by the DLEC board members, asking appropriate district personnel to present specific items and/or questions, and issues posed by those board members; to promote the Hmong parent participation at the ELAC-DLAC levels and align with the current district population. Thank you for listening.
I wanted to make sure that you got to see who some of our DLAC representatives are, and so I'm going to call their names and ask them to step up. This way, please. They work really hard. Our meetings are usually, they're scheduled to be about an hour and a half long, and they usually range about almost close to 3 hours. And Yuba Gardens has been so kind to let us use their site this year for those meetings. And we've had a full house almost every time, so we're really pleased about that. Okay, here we go. The first person I'm going to introduce is Mr. Cesar Gomez, our chairperson, who is wonderful. He actually comes all the way from Grass Valley for our DLAC meetings. He has children at Marysville High School, and he has done that. I think he's been up in Grass Valley for 3 years now. Yep, and has represented himself, has been a representative for DLAC all those 3 years. Okay, here we go. I'm not sure who's here and who's not, so let's find out. Erindira Hernandez from Arboga. Olga and Ignacio Fernandez from Cedar Lane. Lupe Almaraz from Covalod. Melissa Gonzalez from Edgewater. Giselle Ferreira from Ella. Ramiro Solis, Lyndhurst. Maria Solis, Johnson Park. Both parents are on the DLAC. It's amazing. Darlene Williamson from Kynock. Selena Ramirez McKinney. Jovita Ruiz Olivehurst. Elvira Rodriguez, Yuba Gardens. And Jude Tao from Linda. Yep, that's a familiar name. She's actually our co-chair for the DLAC. Thank you so much. And with your permission, and thank you again so much for letting us share our wares tonight from our DLAC, and thank you for letting me let our parents come up and be recognized. So with that note, I'm going to let them escape back to their children tonight, if you're okay with that.
So thank you so much, guys. You're welcome to
DLAC. Just want to say something real quick. Lenny, she's been the greatest girl around. She's been doing the best. I don't know how she's doing home, work, and I just want to give her a good applause for her. She's been doing everything really tough for everybody. Thank you.
Do any of you have any questions about DLAC? I think you guys have been doing this for a while, so you've probably heard of all about DLAC. Okay, but if you ever have questions, give me a call or an email.
Thank you, Lang. Comments from board members, Mr. Miller?
Yes, last week, a couple weeks ago now, I went over to Yuba Gardens. They had their spring fling, back school night, and it was fantastic. They had games and different things out there for the kids. The amazing things were the parents. We had a lot of parents out there, and they were participating in the games, and it was really a relaxed situation for the teachers and the parents, where they could talk and discuss things. And it wasn't really a stuffy situation where you walk in and, how's my kid doing? It was a lot of good discussion, a lot of talking, a lot of laughing amongst the teachers and the parents and the kids. So it was great. It was great to be there.
Mr. Rex?
Lots of graduations and award ceremonies and scholarship ceremonies coming up, so it's going to be a busy time for the board. If anybody out at the schools wants us to come, it's going to be a tight calendar pretty much every day, so we'll try to get there if we can fit it in.
Mr. Fleury. I'd
like to say to Mr. Gregor, you did a good job at Cedar Lane. good job at Ellen. I know that you work very hard out there. I've seen your pickup there sometimes, your car when I drive by. Also, I'm glad this has been a tough 5 years with this budget that we're starting to look at restoring cuts, and that's a very good day for us.
Mr. Harris?
Got to go down last week. Had the pleasure of being there when MCAA was awarded their Distinguished School Award in Sacramento. And the week before that, Friday the 10th or so, I got to go to the circus at Cova Lodge School. I think it was a week before that. But I'll tell you, it's an interesting ride. All the schools around here, all the things they do to get all the kids up for the testing and stuff. And I just have to say that I've driven around the community a lot, and that the schools look so, so good. I am so proud to be a board member. And our schools look just so attractive in our community now. And it goes to the principals, the staff, and all of our staff here. But I am so proud to be a board member and have all these beautiful, nice facilities.
Mr. Crawford?
I would just like to reiterate that. I'd just like to reiterate what Mr. Harris just said. We started off rather turbulent in September, but now in May, the progress with the board and with staff has been tremendous. I go across, look at all the campuses, and it's just a good feeling. It's really, we're in an upswing now. We're working hard together, and I am really looking forward to working with everybody this next coming school year. Thank you very much.
Mr. Danable.
I think it's been a great opportunity. I've seen the board, working with the board, visiting the schools. I'm seeing our board getting stronger. I'm seeing our district getting stronger. And I'm seeing our schools getting stronger. I guess we owe a bunch of thanks to teachers, administrators, all the classified help to get us to this point, to actually start seeing something happening in our district. It's a good feeling. I thank you all.
Okay, opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers. Yeah. Okay, Operating Engineers Local Union 3. California School Employees Association 326-648. Association of Management and Confidential Employees, Supervisory Unit, no public comment cards, so we'll move on to Superintendent's Report.
Thank you very much. Since Mr. Harris already mentioned our visit to Sacramento, I will skip that, but it certainly was a great time to celebrate with MCAA how far they have come, continue to go, and they just keep raising that bar higher and higher, and they are to be congratulated for their efforts. You do have at your place our annual invitation to the Oliver's Elementary School morning in our garden. And if you've not been before, you need to go. It is a lot of fun, a lot of activities, and of course, the garden is always the highlight. So you really need to see if you can be there. It starts at 9 a.m. on Friday the 24th. Next, we need to schedule a board study session for community input regarding the board's priority restoration list. And I'd like to hold the meeting during the first week in June, and I'd like to have it from 4 to 6. We'll put a time limit on it. I think in 2 hours, folks will have ample opportunity to share and to advocate for things they'd like to see restored. And right now, I'm looking at the week of June 4th, through the 7th. So actually, the three dates would be a Tuesday the 4th, Wednesday the 5th, or Thursday the 6th. Is there a preference? 4th, Tuesday the 4th? Does that work for everyone? Okay, great. So then we will schedule that meeting for June 4th from 4 to 6 here in the district boardroom. And then last, I am seeking permission from the board to implement a satellite transitional kindergarten program at two of our elementary schools, specifically Cedar Lane and Johnson Park. This would mean hiring two additional teachers for the transitional kindergarten classrooms. Based on the numbers that we seem to be gathering for those who will be coming for this two-year transitional program, I believe that we're going to have more than enough students to fill those, and it will allow us to develop a very strong program for those transitional kindergartners. So I just need anyone who has an objection to that, or if you are in support, if you just will give me a nod, I will know that you can support that.
I'm in support of the program, but is there's no schools on the other side that we could split it?
Right now,
or
looking,
is there not enough participation?
There's not enough at the moment. Based on what I am hearing from the sites, Cobalot is looking at probably 12 students. Dobbins doesn't have any. I've not heard back from Loma Rica or Yuba Feather, but I know those numbers are one or two. So at this point, we don't have a real critical mass. Certainly, if we get the numbers, I will come back to the board and see if we can add an additional location up more toward the foothills and help with Kynoch and Cobalot as well. So
okay,
this would be
you.
A good start.
Yeah, thank you.
So any objections? No? Okay, thank you. And that's all I have for this evening.
Okay, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Would anybody like anything? Oh, I'm sorry. Approval of minutes. Minutes from the regular board meeting of April 23rd, 2013. If there are no additions or deletions, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Harris, second by Mr. Crawford. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Seven yes. Consent agenda. Does anybody want anything pulled on the consent agenda? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Fleury. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Danable. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Seven yes. Okay, new business, personnel services, number one. This is resolution 2012-13-34, classified school employees appreciation week. Mr. Carrion.
Yes, thank you and good evening. This provides for an opportunity to recognize and value our classified school employees as we did with the certificated staff previously, and so we'd like to recognize them through this resolution and recommend that the board approve this resolution.
Are there any questions or comments? Is there a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion by Mr. Rex. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Miller. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Seven yes. Business services number one. This is public hearing for draft initial study of mitigated negative declaration for the Evelyn property addition to Lyndhurst High School. Mr. Allgaier.
Thank you. Good evening. This is a public hearing, not an action item. This is in compliance with CEQA. Our review period, as stated in the agenda briefing, is between May 8th and June 8th. So this evening it is appropriate for the board to have a public hearing and solicit any comments from the public. As part of CEQA, we would also solicit comments in writing during the comment period from anybody that wishes to comment via writing, and then we're scheduled to come back to the board on June 15th for approval. The document that you have looks like this. It's a mitigated negative deck. This version simply has all the appendices printed out if anyone would like to see it. And the project description is on page 2-4. And my last comment is there's currently no plans for construction. This is in compliance with CEQA.
Any questions, comments? Anybody in the audience here for this hearing? No questions, comments? And I need a motion to close the hearing.
Motion to close.
Motion by Mr. Harris, seconded by Mr. Miller. All those in favor?
Aye.
Seven yes. Okay, business services number two, this approval of lease-leaseback contracts for construction of a new classroom building and site improvements at Ella Elementary School. Mr. Alvear.
Thank you. Good evening again. The write-up is in the agenda briefing. I want to mention Michelle Healy, our Director of Facilities, is here, as well as Jack Padden from Williams & Padden and Dan Richards, also from Williams & Padden. And I would like to thank them for the rendering that they provided for us this evening there to the left of Mr. Miller, showing what the exterior of the Ella project would look like. Briefly stated, it is a two-story classroom building with a significant improvement to the parking, a new bus loop on the Ella campus property, as well as significant improvements to 7th Avenue itself. We went through our normal lease-leaseback process as organized by Michelle in the facilities department. We had four contractors. Again, this information is all in the agenda briefing. The low price was Broward Brothers. We are currently still going through our quality assurance, quality control, value engineering process. We do anticipate a reduction in the final GMP of perhaps several hundred thousand dollars. We are asking for approval this evening, and it's my standard wording. You would be approving Broward Brothers and giving me authority to sign all the contracts once we have reached our final GMP price. Only if the price were to increase would we come back to the board. And there's some other information in the agenda briefing about the funding for the project. So we have several people here that are more than capable of answering any of the board's questions about the project.
Just a quick question about the reductions. I talked to you a little bit the other day about when they do reductions, it'll be from things that like maybe aesthetic, but not usability and durability of the situation.
They're mainly aesthetics. For example, the rendering shows some thin brick on the exterior. That's one of the items we're considering of eliminating because it's about an $80,000 cost item. There's 47, how many items were there on the list? 53, thank you. Some of which we came up with, the architects came up with others, the contractors came up with others.
Okay.
Some we've accepted, some we haven't. Some were still under negotiation. The red brick, thin red brick, would be a very classic example of things we look at. I'm sure Michelle could give you other examples if you wish.
Yes, I have a comment, really. It's the school in Linda. We at that time, I was a member of the Alicia School, and we were promised, and we promised the people of Linda that within 2 years of closing Alicia School, there'd be a new school built. And I have seen two pieces of property purchased for I forget how many millions of dollars. We're spending $8 million on this project. And we still don't see where we're going to build a new school for the people of Linda. And I'm wondering, couldn't these funds be saved for that project? It just seems like the people were promised something and they're not getting it.
Well, I'll address the specific question on the finances. I didn't mention this because it is in the agenda briefing. This project is on what's referred to as the unfunded list. We will receive $3.2 million of state funding for this project. If we don't move forward with the project, we will lose that money. It can't be transferred. We can't get it another way. We simply lose it. We have until basically the end of July to sign construction contracts and file the necessary paperwork, or we will also lose the funding. So, yes, you could divert the funds to another project, but you will lose the $3.2 million of state funds.
But this is something we promised the people of the board at that time promised the people of Linda. I'm saying promised them. Two to three years after Alicia was closed, there would be a new school. And yet we're looking at nothing happening.
Any other questions or comments? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second? Motion by Mr. Harris, second by Mr. Fleury. All those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes, opposed. One Mr. Miller opposes. Okay, we have one more item. This is addendum to the agenda. This is Business Services number 3, Resolution 2012-1335 to submit the East Linda Middle School project to the OPSC. Mr. Algar.
Actually, Michelle has been asked to do this item. Thank you.
Good evening. This item is for a resolution in order to submit the new East Linda Middle School to OPSC for funding. Currently, OPSC does not have available bond funds to reserve funds for the East Linda Middle School, which would be the replacement for Alicia. However, we have a debt funding deadline of May 24th to submit all of our plans and all of our environmental documents into OPSC in order to get in line for funding. The resolution that is put before you is something that OPSC requires in order for us to submit the project to OPSC. And the resolution basically states that we understand that there aren't any funds currently at OPSC and that there are no there is no reservation of funds for this project. So after the resolution, I also have a question for the board, and that is whether or not we want to file our funding application on May 24th or if we want to take a one-year extension and put off filing it for another year. And the reason we would do this is because we do not currently have the money to build the East Linda Middle School. Our preliminary estimate is somewhere around, it's somewhere around so our current estimate for the middle school is $16 million, and that would include the 21 classrooms, which is what would be the classrooms that would be replacing the classrooms at Alicia, and it would include an administration as well as the multipurpose and some fields, hard courts, and parking lots. So that would be somewhere around $16 million. We would also be doing extensive work on the offsite on the southern portion of Hamilton-Smartsville. Our anticipated OPSC funding is $8 million, but as I referenced with the resolution, OPSC does not have the money currently allocated for this, and they are out of bond authority for these projects until the state moves forward with a 2014 bond, which we hope that they will. So if Marysville wants to construct this, we would have to front fund the entire project, which would be somewhere, we're anticipating around $16 million. And we would have to get either a loan, sell Measure P bonds, and even that would only be 12.5 until we got at least some funding from OPSC. Now we have two options. The first option is to submit the OPSC funding application on May 24th, and we would have about 2 months where OPSC reviews our facility hardship application, and then there would be 1 month or so where they go through all of their forms and take us to an SAB meeting, which is a state allocation board, and they would add us to a list that is called the lack of authority list. And that list is the first list that is after all the projects like Ella that have a reservation of funds in the current bond. So every month, as some projects are getting funded through OPSC and the SAB, other projects are not, and they're falling off the list. And so that money is being rescinded and given back to OPSC. As that happens, OPSC will start to go down this list, the lack of authority list. And as a facility hardship, we would be placed first on this list. So as the reservations of funds start to cancel out and school districts don't come in for their money in the year that they have to do that, these monies would then just start going down this list. So my anticipation would be somewhere between 4 and 6 months, we would be added to the unfunded list and we would be given some type of bond authority. When that happens, we would have technically a reservation of funds if the state sells their bond funds. And we would be on this list, which is the same list that we're on now for Ella. And basically we would have 12 months to sign a construction contract for the East London Middle School. But it's still not saying that they're going to be giving us that money within the 12 months. So if I submit all of the plans and all the documents on May 24th, then sometime around the spring of 2015, we would have to figure out how to start construction and get some money, not counting any OPSC money, but in order to sign the contracts and start. And if we didn't, we would be kicked off the OPSC list and we would have to redo our entire Alicia hardship application again. We have an option to submit a one-year letter extension that basically gives us another year to turn in all of our applications. And so it would move everything from the May 24th date of this year to another year. However, if we file the extension, OPSC will re-review our facility hardship application now to make sure that none of the regulations have changed, that they still agree that it's a facility hardship application. At this point, there is a possibility that they could deny it and that we would have to start the entire process over. So there is a risk. Of course, OPSC has told me that, you know, pretty much all, well, they'll say all of the projects that have requested extensions have been kept on the list and that nothing has happened. But that has also been at a time when there was still bond authority. And now we're at a time where there is no actual bond authority left. And OPSC and the State Allocation Board are being much more diligent on the regulations, and there is a possibility that they could deny us. And if they do that, then we would be resubmitting everything and starting over from scratch on our Alicia hardship. So I have the one thing first is the resolution. No matter which decision you decide, whether to submit now or submit in a year, I still need this resolution in order to submit. That is a requirement.
Any questions?
Yes. I noticed up there that you're looking at $16 million to build the Linda School.
That would be phase one, yes.
I'm sorry?
Phase one, yes.
Phase one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at $8 million to build this. Is that correct?
Correct.
And we've spent approximately $6 million buying property.
Which property are you referring to?
I'm referring to all the properties that, okay, out south of Oliverst, Wheeler Ranch.
That was $410,000.
Well, you purchased two properties out there.
You're talking about the Meadows?
I'm talking about south of Oliver's, the property we purchased.
Yeah, that was purchased about 5 years ago.
In how much?
$4.5
million. Both of them?
No, the Meadows was $4.5 million. Wheeler Ranch was $410,000.
Okay, so that's approximately... we got it close enough to build a school in Linda if we hadn't purchased those properties. And we don't do this project. We concentrate on the intermediate school at Alicia. I mean at Linda.
Those property purchases were all board approved. And I say again, if you don't build the project at Ella, the $3.2 million of state funding will be lost.
When are you going to build schools south of Oliver's? Exactly. When are you going to build the school we promised the people of Linda? When are you going to build that?
I can't tell you. We don't have enough money.
Okay, we have a resolution before us, and Michelle needs some guidance on whether we want to submit that now or submit the one-year extension.
You need the resolution first.
You need the resolution first and then the... Okay.
Yeah, no matter what, I need the resolution.
Okay, are there any other questions on the resolution first, and then we'll go through with the consensus from the board on whether to submit it now or submit it with the one-year extension letter?
So we can return to discussion after the... Okay. I'll move that we... accept the resolution 2012-1335, I think.
Awesome.
A little blurred.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? One opposed, Mr. Danable opposes. Okay, now we need to give Michelle guidance on which way to submit it. So we need a consensus from the board. So those in favor of the one-year extension, which makes the most sense to me, I need to know how many are in favor of that, the one-year extension. One, two, three. Okay, so we'll submit it with the one-year extension.
Okay.
Okay.
Aye.
Oh.
No, it's not seven.
No, the first vote.
No, it was seven.
For the one-year extension.
The consensus was seven, yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, Lisa. I didn't know you needed to know. Okay, thank you, Michelle. Okay, that's the last item on the agenda, so meeting's adjourned.